Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from January 27th until February 3rd. The first month of 2021 really flew by, and this shows us that it is going to be a very fast-moving year. There is a lot that is getting us into a higher gear, higher potentials, new ways of understanding ourselves, our lives, what's happening for us, and how we can make the most of it. And as we move into February, we're really opening up to new potentials that are requiring us to trust, to keep moving forward, and to move towards what we want for the highest and best good at a soul level. So we move from January into February with very fast-moving energy and a strong focus on change. Now, that change is coming through in numerous ways, which we'll be talking about in today's show. And just a quick programming note that there was no Monday podcast as I was offline, but I did upload for you just on Tuesday, January 26th, the Aquarius New Moon chart. So that is now available over on my YouTube channel, and it has the understanding of Aquarius energies and why the middle of February is so important. So we're moving towards that. We're moving towards an acceleration. The energies are accelerating. You could even feel overwhelmed by it. But I hope that it also is encouraging considering how slow 2020 was. We had the strong lineup of planets in Capricorn that were requiring us to go slow, to be careful, to be matter of fact. And it could have felt like nothing was moving at times, that in fact we were moving backwards, that there wasn't a lot of progress. Well, this year is very different. And that's one of the interesting things about the astrological signs is that they are very different from each other, where Capricorn energy requires us to assess, cut back, consider doing less instead of more, slow down, strategize, look at what you're responsible for, take life seriously, take time seriously. Now we move into Aquarius, an air sign, which is all about ways that we can move forward in numerous areas of life. Aquarius shows us what we have learned up until this point, the knowledge and experiences we have accumulated. It's the 11th sign in the zodiac, and it's an air sign that is all about where we're going next. Very future-oriented, very creative, very much about unseen potentials that can be formed and come together, but first they start with a vision. And so Aquarius is known as a visionary, as being ahead of the population, so to speak, where we're going, what is happening that maybe we don't all see yet, but we can sense it. And we're each tapping into this for ourselves. We're tapping into our future timelines, our future potentials, where we can grow in this lifetime. And the energy at this time is really pushing us towards that. So again, there is strong movement and there is a strong emphasis on change. Now, one of the biggest energies throughout this last week of January into February is the Leo full moon on January 28th at 9 degrees. Now, this is important for a number of reasons. There are major aspects happening on this one day that are all important individually, but collectively, they're opening something up in your heart. So if you were to tap into the energy of your heart or your heart chakra, you could also be tapping into the energy in your solar plexus. There are messages for you here. There's understandings for you to connect with and embrace. And the Leo energy is personal. It's where we are developing the courage to be ourselves more fully, where we're stepping into a place of loving and accepting all of who we are. And then we're able to radiate that back out into the world and connect with others who also have that same vibration. I feel like this Leo full moon has an upgrade energy to it. It's upgrading us in some manner that is really good for trusting who we are, trusting how we're different, trusting your unique essence, your unique spark, the sense of what you want. Because Leo does also pull you into what is true for you because it is a manifestation of what you love. And I feel like what we're doing at this time is we're being asked to balance our energies, where parts of ourselves are very very much moving forward, moving ahead. This is the strong Aquarius influence. But the Leo energy says, come back into your heart, remember who you are. And I feel like what it's also showing is remember how far you've come in your own growth and healing in the heart. Now, this feels like there's been a lot of, I'm seeing like wounds and scars that have been slowly healing, that have been kind of tempered in their expression, if you will. Like there's been lessons learned, there's been things you've understood, there's been greater truth around your authentic self and what you truly need in relationships. And I don't just mean this in a spiritual sense or in an energetic sense. I mean at a deep level, core of who you are, how you feel loved, how you feel recognized, how you feel understood, how you feel respected, how you feel appreciated. These are strong Leo traits. They are connected with other astrological signs, but because of this Leo full moon, I feel like the universe is shining a light on what's in the heart that you have learned, you know is essential to who you are and what you want. And we're being asked to really tap into that, to feel that, and to take it with us forward, to not leave it behind, to not be too much in your head or too much in other places that you forget what's in the heart. And it's a very interesting energy because I'm seeing it as a yellow, which we connect with the solar plexus chakra. So I'm seeing it as a strengthening of the heart, a strengthening of loving yourself, a strengthening of personal power that is about the confidence to be who you are, the confidence in who you are. And this is part of the elevation. This is part of the moving up. I'm seeing a ramp. You know, you're moving up the ramp to the next level. And this is where you are moving with that knowledge, that healing, that understanding. And that's also where the new people or the next relationships, the next interactions, the next connections, also the next vision is meeting you at. And this then plays into the very strong Aquarius energy at this full moon. We have the Sun conjunct Jupiter on January 28th at 9 degrees. This is also a significant transit because it usually only happens once a year. Once a year, the Sun is conjunct Jupiter, and this is the first time in 12 years that the Sun is conjunct Jupiter in Aquarius. And that's because it takes Jupiter 12 years to move through the full zodiac, which means it gets to each astrological sign every 12 years. So here we have Sun conjunct Jupiter at 9 degrees on January 28th, the same day as that Leo full moon at 9 degrees. And this is a huge activation point. There's a lot happening here that's eye-opening, that's revealing, it's illuminating. The moon is big and bright and shining in the sky, and it's showing you something in your inner world, in your personal self, that you're meant to really see and accept. And I feel like this conjunction between the Sun and Jupiter reminds you that you have a special place in the universe, that your energy has a special expression. It's unique, it's individual, it's something that you are ready to claim. There's something to claim here in this overall week. It's something about why you're meant to go your own way, why you're meant to follow something that's unique for you or that's always called to you. This can be personal. This can be something that you don't tell other people about. I mean, it can be something that you're just feeling and sensing that you want to try, you want to go for, you want to explore. This is very positive, uplifting energy. And that Jupiter influence makes it even bigger and even stronger, especially as an activation of the future. So very important at this full moon to even do vision boards, to do something visual that shows you what you want, where you're going. There's also energy here that's reminding us that we do have to work on a timeline and that it might not all happen fast, but it's happening. Now, the Sun and the Moon and Jupiter are all being squared by this Mars at 10 degrees of Taurus. Mars is an activator, and he's basically busting us out of routines, patterns and our unconscious self. And I feel like at this full moon, what we're getting a deeper understanding is that it's really important to apply the changes, to look at what you've learned and how are you using them in your life, meaning you've had to make some shifts. Things have had to be different. If you want a different outcome, you have to go about it from a different vantage point, right? You have to do things differently in order to experience something new. And this full moon is saying that change is happening, change is big. You're shifting gears, and it has to be real. You have to apply it. It has to be, again, doing something new, doing something differently, but there's going to be even a discomfort. And I'm feeling that this is an interesting, even a push and pull between the comfort zone and the unknown, between what you know is certain versus what is very uncertain. And this is also a push and pull between yourselves, your current present self and your future self. It could also be a push pull between your conscious self and your unconscious self, where there are parts of you that you're still working with, moving through, understanding, and you're getting that push that there's no going back. There's no going back. And we can see this in the world at large today. We can see that even in ourselves, even how your life changed permanently through 2020, there's an energy here of it's happening, ready or not, change is imminent and change is in play. So I feel like what this full moon is showing us is that we've maybe had some it could be long-standing routines or patterns or parts of ourselves in our unconscious. You could call it your shadow. You could call it your lower vibrational energies that have had to be raised up. You've had to work with them. You've had to see them. Now it's time to do things differently as part of your healing, as part of more of the truth in your heart. And I just feel this energy keeps coming back to the heart. And there's also a balancing here between the heart and the mind, because Aquarius really wants to be in the mind, but that Leo energy says, well, how do you feel and what feels good to you as well? So there is a balance here between the heart and the mind. And I feel too, dropping into the heart, dropping into what the heart is saying and what is important to listen to. So a lot is going on at this time, and we're not even done yet with these aspects, because the other strong aspect here at this full moon is Venus conjunct Pluto in Capricorn at 25 degrees. And this is very important because Venus, being a personal planet and being a feminine energy, is really being shifted and dramatically changed with this conjunction to Pluto. Now, Pluto does that to every personal planet, especially. It really changes it permanently. It shows this aspect of ourselves, something we didn't see or didn't know before. And in this sense, it's the feminine qualities of ourselves, but more importantly, how we have been in charge of all of our energy field. This is Capricorn. So there's a renewed desire to be your own authority figure in perhaps matters of the heart, matters around finance or money. This can be a deep reworking of your relationship with money or finances, which are deeply rooted in self-worth, what you value in yourself, and understanding that you're worthy of receiving. Venus is the energy of being receptive, receiving, whether that's receiving compliments, receiving kind gestures, receiving love, receiving money, etc. How you receive energies in your life. This connection to Pluto is asking you to look very closely at where you maybe have been unconsciously not receiving. And what's interesting about this is that when we aren't able to receive, we're rejecting. And so it's like, if you can't receive a compliment from somebody, you're rejecting them. You're rejecting what they just offered you. You're rejecting their kindness. You're rejecting the gift. It's a rejection, right? It's a push-pull. Whereas a healthy, accepting Venus receives, says, thank you. I appreciate that. I receive that, and allows that energy to come in and validate her. So this would be a really good exercise to look at over this next week, especially, is how you receive. And your inability to receive creates rejection. It creates that energetic exchange with other people that you're actually rejecting them. And that can set up a lot of unconscious patterns in your life. And it can show up in your life as things that you're unable to really ground and receive. So maybe look at that for yourself. It could be a good experiment even to observe yourself and what comes up for you when others give to you. Now, Venus conjunct Pluto also brings up deeper areas of our lives that maybe we just weren't aware of. So you'd want to look at where 25 degrees of Capricorn is in your chart. And this Venus is being reworked here. Now, it's important to note that she's going to be back in this area of your chart in December. And for those of you who are in my 2021 Soul Growth Astrology program, we talk about this. It's very important because Venus comes back and she's retrograde here at this same point in your chart at the end of the year. And so it's quite interesting that we're still dealing with these Capricorn energies. We're still understanding our own responsibilities over our lives, our own ability to be an authority figure in our life, how our relationships with power have shown up. That's another theme of this Venus conjunct Pluto in Capricorn. What is your relationship to power? And how do you define power? Yes, a very big question, really, because you could see it in terms of hierarchy, you could see it in terms of, you know, businesses and the world at large. But this is a personal energy. Again, I'm feeling it back in the heart, where maybe there have been relationships with various power dynamics that shaped your heart, that shaped your ability to receive, that were ultimately unhealthy. They weren't nourishing, they weren't fortifying, they really didn't see you because there was always a power dynamic at play. And we're being asked to notice that and to rework it. And it could come up in all areas of your life. And Venus is about our relationships. It's about our relationships with others, relationships with women. In Capricorn, it's about relationships with authority figures, such as a boss, a CEO, a manager, but also with a father. So I feel like the root of this is looking at any power dynamics that you experienced in your childhood. When you were younger, when you didn't know better, when you thought this is just how the world works, this is just how relationships are, this is just what I have to do to feel loved or feel recognized or feel seen, I have to fill in the blank. And you may see that there was an undercurrent of a power dynamic. And this Venus conjunct Pluto in Capricorn is asking you to look at that for yourself and to change it and to say, I'm not having that. That's not true for me. That's not how I want to show up. It doesn't feel good. Power dynamics often don't feel good in some regards, especially at a personal level, whether that's a personal relationship, a friendship, family relationships, because it's basically one person wanting to have the higher sense of power or control. And this can involve manipulation tactics. This can involve betrayal or lies or, you know, getting ahead. It's sort of like, oh, I didn't even know I was playing this chess game in my relationship. I didn't understand that there were these things that were happening, maybe very secretive, clandestine, things that were going on that I was maneuvering through, maybe out of survival, maybe because that's just how you thought the game was played. But this is asking you to deeply rework that and say, is this true for me? Is this still accurate? Is this how I want to show up? And it's a very important theme because, again, it's going back to these strong Capricorn energies that we had throughout 2020. But again, Venus is going to be at this point in your chart right now, the end of January and the end of December in to 2022. So this is something that can make a big difference in your life. And in fact, this is where relationships change permanently because you're no longer interacting or involved with people at that level of relating. You're no longer wanting to participate in those dynamics or in what you've come to understand. It doesn't feel safe. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel supportive. In fact, with Capricorn energies, you could feel like you've had to earn love. You had to earn recognition. You had to do certain things or be a certain way in order to have someone say, good job, kiddo. So this is a point to pull the energy back. And there might even be something that you look at in different areas of your life around these relationship power dynamics. And you could have some realizations and see how that energy directly plays into this Leo full moon of the power and the strength of your heart and what you need and the confidence to be yourself. So it's very big energy. Now, the Leo full moon is exact January 28th, but I feel these energies last for a number of days. So just know that it's not just one day, it's multiple days. You can call it throughout the whole end of January, even into February. Now, the other strong energy here as we move on January 30th, we have the Mercury retrograde. Mercury stations retrograde at 26 degrees of Aquarius and will retrograde back to 11 degrees of Aquarius on February 11th. And this is the first retrograde of the year. Throughout this year, all Mercury retrogrades are in air signs. This is one of the cycles of astrology. It's pretty cool. Mercury will retrograde through all the air signs this year. Last year and the year before, it was through water signs back into some of the air signs, but this time it's all air signs. So this is important, of course, as you know the routine by now with Mercury retrograde. You just want to re-examine. Make sure the details are in order. You haven't missed something. Verify information. Double check. Make sure that the specifics are accurate. Expect changes. Expect things to shift with commitments, with dates. Also in Aquarius, this is about technology, the internet, social media, websites. All of that's going to be under review. How we use these parts of our lives, how regular they've become. This is also related to travel, short distance travel. That's always Mercury. But Aquarius is air travel. So I'm curious to see what the airlines may be announcing or after the huge changes in the travel industry from 2020. There could be some big announcements at this time around the shifts that air travel will be experiencing. So we'll see more developments here in these Aquarius areas of life. And as always, you just want to stay a little bit more flexible during Mercury retrograde. And it does last for a good 3 weeks until February 21st. So most of February will be needing this, in fact. And Mercury gives us a chance to slow down our minds. The Mercury retrograde allows us to check in and make sure that we're in alignment with what we really want and where we're really going. There can be a lot of ideas, a lot of stimuli, a lot of information, and you could need time to process. And this is going to give you time. And it's actually going to help to ensure that what you're choosing next and what you're moving towards next is on the right timeline. So overall, I think that there's a lot of good energy around this Mercury retrograde, especially as we learn to embrace it and to work with it in the best possible ways. So now moving into February. February 1st begins with Venus entering Aquarius. And the Sun in Aquarius squaring Mars in Taurus at 12 degrees. This is an energy that we've also been experiencing in the Leo full moon. The Sun is now exact in its square to Mars in Taurus at 12 degrees. So there could be something that is bursting through, that's moving through. This is also something where you could feel a pressure or something is maybe forced upon you, that both Mars and the Sun have their own strong will. They have a desire to be themselves. And so here you have a battle of wills, perhaps, or a frustration, or something pisses you off. There can be that anger, that outburst. And there's something here where that Mars in Taurus just wants to stick to a plan. Don't make changes on me. Don't bring in new information. Don't switch it up. This is what I'm building. This is what I'm moving towards. This is a very determined Mars in Taurus. And it's a slower moving. but it will get there. In fact, Mars in Taurus is an energy of the finisher. It will always get the job done. It will always complete a task. Even if it's not the fastest, it will get the job done. And I feel like this sun in Aquarius is like, hurry up, let's go, let's go. So there could be that energy of maybe you want something to be moving ahead faster. Maybe there's something in your world that you're frustrated, it's not here yet. So be very aware of that in yourself. And of course, this is important to trust to divine timing and to trust what's unfolding and to trust that all you have to do in a day is maybe the basics, even when you can feel the new potentials all around you. I feel like this Aquarius season is so strong and it's going to be the more powerful energy. That's because not only do we have this sun in Aquarius now, but we have Jupiter in Aquarius, we have Saturn in Aquarius, Mercury retrograde in Aquarius, and now Venus in Aquarius. And this means that we are really shifting timelines. There's dimensional openings, there's portals opening, there's new things happening at a quantum level. This is the multiverse. The multiverse is more accessible, and I feel like there's also what I see as a split, a stronger split between the 3D and the 5D, where things that used to interest you, they're just no longer something you're drawn to. It's a bit like walking down the sidewalk and maybe there was something that you used to stop and stare at or something that really captivated you, grabbed your attention, had a lot of interest. Now, it's like you're walking down that same part of the sidewalk and you just give it a passing glance and you're like, okay, great. Yep, I know what that's about. Gonna keep moving on. So there is a shift here in our energetic focus. This is really important. And this is the universe saying, move ahead, go forward. This is significant in your soul growth. There's something here that is requiring us to keep going into new potentials. And I feel like these new potentials are opening up in the multiverse. And the multiverse is essentially where there are multiple universes within one universe. It's a universe within a multiverse within a universe, and it just keeps going exponentially. And what we're made to understand is how there are so many unlimited potentials that it can be very overwhelming. And so what we're meant to tap into is our own energetic system, and I'm seeing it as the chakra systems. And what they're showing me, which is actually really cool, I've never seen this before. All seven chakras have a message. It's like all seven chakras have information, and it's part of your own multiverse of energies. It's how the multiple chakras are sending you information or giving you messages, and they create your own universe through your own unique energy stream. And I feel like more people are clearer than ever. It's like the energies are so clear around you and it feels very uplifting, very empowering. And it's almost like, okay, I know who I am more. I understand more of what I want to do in the world, of what my soul mission is, my soul work. There's a sense of rising in your authentic self, rising in a sense of purpose or a direction. It's a rising energy. And then your mind can jump in and say, oh, well, where does this fit? How do I take who I am and put it into this current environment, this current matrix, this current dimension? And what the energies are saying, it's not meant to fit at all. You're meant to create the new. You're meant to go your own way. This is pioneering. This is advancement and evolution, and you're not meant to fit in. And they're showing me that this is where it's so exciting because there is a collapse of these corporate vertical hierarchy systems that have been abused. Not all hierarchy systems have been abused. Some are very healthy. They're very successful and they're working well because of how they are set up and how they are managed. What they're showing me are the ones that are falling down and not working because of the abuse of power or the sense of trying to impose too much on people that isn't healthy, that's essentially out of alignment with what is needed on the planet. They're showing me that we're building some new structures and some new energetic ways of working together that allow for sovereignty, free will, independence, but also allows for a healthier exchange of energies. And there's so many ways this can happen, but it feels like what we're learning is new ways of interacting as a human species. And that it's new because, okay, they're showing it to me, and these are my guides, for those of you who are listening for the first time. These are my guides, and they show me lots of visuals, primarily when I do the podcast, and that visuals come in through my third eye, and they show up like movie images or like very clear, strong visuals. But they're showing me that so many people have done so much healing work, like deep, integral, like at a core base level healing work, that it's shifted who you are, obviously, but also changed how you're able to connect with other people and trust. And they're showing me this really cool, it's a blue energy. It's a blue indigo energy between people, which represents communication and how we interact with each other. And they're showing me this as an exchange between auras, that there's new ways of communicating with people that is higher up. And it's like a very tall energy. It's a very, I don't know how else to describe it other than it's very tall and it's very lengthy. And it's something that we are practicing now at this time where there's more connections between people that are purer. It's like it's a purity, it's clearer, it's like the lines of communication are healthier. They're more open, and it's because at that base level, at that root ground level, there's been so much healing that it's removed some of our older imprints of suspicion of do I trust this person? Can I trust this person? Is this person going to do me dirty? Is this person going to do me wrong? It's sort of like there's been things that have been shifted that we're meant to practice, that how we show up in relationships is very important right now. And this is all relationships. This is your personal, friendship, family, professional, all of them, because this is where we're applying some new ways of being in the world that don't have these lower vibrations, that don't have the suspicious energy to it as much. And they're showing me that this energy comes from the heart. And it's a very interesting visual here, because I feel like maybe that lengthening energy is the growing higher, growing stronger in communication styles, especially from the heart, being truthful, being honest, being authentic, all these words that we hear all the time, right? But what does it mean to you? And how are you doing it in a way that is kind, that is self-honoring, that is self-respecting, but that also has it's like a feminine energy too. It's not brash. It's not harsh. It's not too much. It has more of like this balanced essence to it. So part of what we are moving into is that there could be people that you meet, you connect with, you interact with, where it just feels really easy to be with them, to connect with them, to talk with them, to interact with them, because there's something in the aura that is resonating, and it's a part of your growth, and it's validating the growth. It's validating how far you've come. Okay, so then what they're saying is this is also part of the strong Uranus energy, because Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury. I have a video for you on YouTube about the higher octave planets. Every personal planet has a higher octave. So a personal planet is part of your personal energy field. And then there are the higher octave expressions, which accelerate and grow those energies. So Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury. And Mercury is the human mind, how we think, how we perceive, how we take in information, how we communicate. And Uranus is the universal mind, universal intelligence, more than what the human mind can see or perceive. It's where we get electrifying ideas and brand new understandings and higher wisdom. So there is a direct connection between Mercury, and Uranus. And I feel like that's part of what's being activated in this year, is that we're going to have some higher understandings around our own skill sets, I guess that's the best word, or the best term for describing it. And it's going to be something that can be accelerated and developed, but it does require practice and it does require application. So this is going to be a year where communication is very important. And with the Mercury retrograde in the air signs throughout 2021, we're going to have opportunities to practice that, opportunities to look at where something could have been communicated better, what was missing, what I should have said in a more higher way, etc. So this is part of the ongoing assignment, should you choose to accept it. And it's something that we can work with to continue to own what's been developed on the journey. And I'm getting the visual of being able to have truer conversations, more authentic conversations, deeper conversations with people that maybe involve more vulnerabilities or more things that are on your mind or more things that, you know, you maybe haven't shared with somebody before. There's an opportunity here to really embrace that part of yourself and to open up in that way with people you trust, with people who are on that same wavelength and who also desire that level of communication and connection. So let me end with a little bit about this Venus in Aquarius energy. Venus entering Aquarius means that she steps into more of who she is as an individual. She's not afraid to stand out. She could be ahead of the curve with fashion. She could be the first to try something. Venus in Aquarius is typically avant-garde, very creative, very independent, likes to do her own thing. She can know a lot of people because Aquarius is the collective. It's having a lot of friendships, having a lot of acquaintances. It's being well connected to different groups, different tribes. And as Venus enters Aquarius, she looks for that stimulation. She looks for where she can connect with people and who she can connect with. And this is also the energy of wanting to have good quality conversations, wanting to talk about things that maybe are different and far out there and unique. But this is a very fascinating Venus, where she really gets to understand more of who she is, more of her unique essence. And she can be making some choices and decisions now around people in her life. Now, remember, she is coming off of that conjunction to Pluto in Capricorn at 25 degrees, and she's moving towards a conjunction with Saturn in Aquarius at 5 degrees on February 5th. Then February 6th, Venus will square Uranus and Taurus. So she's going to be interacting with these outer planets that are changing her world, changing what she wants. Because Venus is about what we want, what we desire in our hearts, what we want to receive. As I mentioned, our ability to receive. This Venus, she may have difficulty dropping into her heart and understanding what she feels at times, but that isn't really her focus point. What she's really focused on is what she wants moving forward, what she believes she can create, because she knows she's worth it. She knows, this is what I want in my life. This really matters to me. I really want these quality friendships. I really want good, interesting conversations. Like, this energy is going to hone you in on your value systems right now, what you really value in your life. And this is where you could see changes where, oh, I was going to go buy that at the store, but I no longer like it. It's not cute. I don't want it in my house. Like, you could start to have this deeper transformation in what matters to you. So Venus is important here over this next week. So that's why I talked about the importance of receiving, and when you don't receive, you're rejecting. The importance of understanding what your values are, the importance of understanding what you really believe and feel you're worth in your life. So these are some big areas of our lives. They're very important. They shape and form our life, and they also can show you more of what's possible for you going forward. So I'm going to leave it at that for this week's podcast episode. Covered quite a bit, and yes, there are very big energies here. You can check out that Leo full moon video, the chart video that is on YouTube, and I hope that gives you some more insights into these energies for yourself. I also have the February monthly Soul Growth Astrology webinar available now, and as always, you can get it for $11 when you enter coupon code Aquarius. February is a very big month in terms of energies moving fast, even with Mercury retrograde. We still have some big significant energies in February, so please check that out. I hope it helps you understand more of what you're experiencing and what you're moving through in this cycle of energy. I'll put the link below the podcast. As always, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time, energy, and presence. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and I look forward to connecting with you there. Have a beautiful week ahead. Have a very beautiful and powerful Leo full moon, and I will see you in February.